We can have storm complexes that'll put straight line winds down from a certain, you know, length of real estate. But when one happens where it's, you know, over 250-mile long swath that sees just consistent straight line winds all along the path of the storm complex, that's when it's characterized as a derecho. Oftentimes we'll have these thunderstorm complexes that don't last, you know, near that long with straight line winds. But when you have this consistent straight line wind, the storm complex stays together for hundreds of miles, producing those straight line winds all along its path. That's kind of what differentiates it between a typical straight line wind event where it happens maybe over a 50-mile swath or something. I mean, tornadoes obviously are more isolated in nature, but the winds obviously can be stronger in a tornado, but they're much more localized, obviously, than straight line winds, which can affect major swaths of real estate like we saw yesterday.